Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Media Moab Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to Thando Landu, and she is all the way, man, in Kutong, Carletonville, in the Vaal. It's good. It's good to connect with people as far as that. Greetings to you and welcome.
Thank you so much, Pastor Ray, for having me. Greetings to the Radio Pulpit listeners.
I hope you're well this week.
I have been well. I've been hectic. Everyone is getting back to school.
Yeah.
And we are also preparing ourselves. Adults are also going back to school. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's been hectic.
All right. How's church doing?
The church is doing really good. We are always learning. There's always a need to learn.
Absolutely. All right. As I said, I'm talking to Thando Landu, and we are looking into the very issue today of esteem, and that is a positive and negative self-esteem. Or just to ask a question as to what is self-esteem now. Let me tell you a bit of a story. When I was growing up, I had a negative self-esteem, but I think it was a self-image rather than an esteem. I really valued myself, you know, as an individual, and I believed in the resources and capabilities that the Father has bestowed upon me. That I was happy about. But there was a negative projection that had drawn an image of a sort upon me. Number one, the very fact of being a street kid, you know, it draws a lot of negativity towards you. You think, okay, my parents are still alive. I'm not an orphan, man. They were still alive then. My father was still alive. And there was no way in which, you know, a person would be described as an orphan as such. But I was in the streets, you know. Cut long story short. There are ranks in the streets, and there are those people who are of little value, and you are the ones who are tossed to and fro by the big guns there. And this can happen, you know, there are people who have spent the rest of their lives on those lower ranks, and they actually even died there. It's when you're constantly told that you're nothing. I remember, and this I have to say, even at my age, you know, so that it can help many people. I knew very well, you know, that I was good at school. But there was a lady called Mrs. Ntlapo, the teacher then, and there, what you call grade, is it grade three or what? What you call grade whatever. Grade six or seven. Right, this lady was so mean that she always called us, and amongst us, a few of us, I remember, me with a friend of mine called Walter, whom I've never seen since. In isiZulu, they say iziTingTing, which means the stupid of stupids. And why? Because we were just scared of her when she would talk and hit us. You'll have to think when you are answering her. And that would project, because you are answering her, and then if you could say, Benkohliwe, I had forgotten, Nekelebetsi, and she would say, No khuputsi ing. Now, to an 8-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old, I think I was 8, you can actually really project into that person a negative self-esteem. You know, they start to look down at themselves. Okay, now let's go to grade 11. Grade 11, there's this guy called Mr. Kumalo in Atrisville. And he just didn't understand why a person who is like a Sotho as me, according to him, he didn't know I was Zulu. And then he says, a person who, you know, Lekhodi, with a surname like that, why would you be so excellent in isiZulu? And he really didn't like it. He didn't take it too kind. And he did not realize that I was living in the streets because he met me one time sitting at a shop in the street, and a couple of times. And then he thought I would run, and I couldn't run because that's where I stayed. And so in school, he would basically say these things, you know, you think you're all that, and all those kinds of things, you know. And they projected in me a negative self-projection, a negative self-image to a certain degree. But I fought it. But many people don't fight these negative images of self that are projected by other people. They grow up with them and they start projecting these things upon others. It's a sad thing. And I think maybe this story is just defining as to what a positive self-esteem and a negative self-esteem is and how at times it comes about. What comes to mind? Tato?
I relate to your story so much. And the reason of my big sigh is because I've just been going through a memory lane, even just relating to your story. People forget that once you've said something to someone, they always project it on themselves. Especially at that age, whereby you hear umntomdala saying this and that to you, and immediately it's your reality, you know. Immediately it gives you some sort of identity. And as you say, as an adult, you are able to say that you fought it off, but it's a process. It's a process of fighting it off. Many that maybe have been on my Facebook page or have met me in person. I had a dog bite when I was young. Apparently, I was only 2 months old when I had the dog bite.
Yes.
I don't obviously remember anything. This is just a story that was narrated to me by my mother, who was present, and my grandmother. Now, this is a physical scar on my face, not behind my ear, behind my back. It's literally on my face, on my chin. The first thing that I think people maybe notice is my scar on my face, on my chin. Yes. So, obviously, a lot of people have reacted differently, you know, and some couldn't hold their reactions. Immediately a person sees you and they would make comments, you know, and you are present, you are listening, and remember, this is just their brain reaction to what they see. A person would be saying, how? And then, this is something you have to respond to even at times. And you want to be kind to the person as well, you know. You have to try and understand, oh, this is just their brain reaction. So I totally relate to your story. I wish people could learn to measure their words in their hearts before they let it out to people.
Sure. Hey, yeah. I also have a scar on the chin. But many people don't realize. And to be honest with you, I hate it so much because I've had it after the accident. Then it altered my chin because they had to replace some of the bones were lost, but then such cheap.
Sure.
And people basically would be saying, it means when I know little, it's a whole hula. Yong, about Kabilis Patleoga Tipa.
Yeah.
And all those kinds of things and stuff. And they don't realize, people don't realize that they are projecting a negativity of a sort upon your life. And it affects your own esteem. They don't realize that it affects the way you really value yourself. And you start to say, then what's wrong with me? Why am I having this? You know, a simple thing. I have a kid who is 20, she's turning 23 now. She's a very independent adult. But I remember very well at times when she was only 7 years old or even 8 years old. Just before crèche. No. Yeah, not even 7 years old. Maybe 5 or 6 years old. She had the chicken pox. And she had a problem of chicken pox. And so I would always say, okay, I won't go to work today. I will stay with you. And they'd put this thing, Eva Mutasang Yonokra Ilumuswe, all over.
Yeah.
And then it was so often with her, because it happened twice to her as a toddler. And she could note it. And one time she said, but Daddy, what is wrong with me? Why is this thing happening to me, but it doesn't happen to my friends? I almost felt like crying, because I could see that it was projecting a negativity upon her as young as she was. Then I had to intervene quite quickly and say, no, it happens to every young child who is very active, man. Your body is just actively chasing away some of the diseases that want to stay within your body, you know. And I wasn't lying to her. That is what it does. Now, there are guys who basically would say, I remember Fanyana in Tutuza, there's a place called Tutuza. Fanyana was always told that he's a dumb cop and then he won't succeed in school. What he is good with is just to be a silly boy. And he just became that. He became exactly that. It is the images that we project. What comes to mind?
I honestly don't understand how does one articulate such illness about someone else. I really don't care if you don't know a person, you know. I don't understand how it gets there. How do you say to someone, you will never amount to anything? You are just a silly boy. It's clear that some of the sad stories or some people walking around with just sadness in their faces, it's just us causing this to other people, literally. I mean, as you have said with the story of this boy, he's literally become that, you know?
Exactly.
He's literally become that. It means that this is his identity. He took those words now as his identity, that so-and-so said I am this. So-and-so thinks that this is what I amount to. And even as parents, I know a lot of parents tend to say things to children recklessly, you know. In just the heat of a moment, you really said to a child, you're so stupid. Well, how could you have done this? You know, and just like that, the child starts believing that that's who they are, because you are a figure of authority to them. You are somebody that you look after them. So it's easy for them to be convinced that what you are telling them is true and it's a fact about themselves. Although it's just your mind's projection, it's just your negativity, it's just your lack of love to the next person. It's not even about love, just mere respect. Just mere respect. Respecting the next person, understanding that they are a being, they have self-awareness, that they still need to accept themselves even after you've had a conversation with them. I think if we took that into consideration to say, this person, after I've spoken to them, they still need to be able to love themselves, whether even we're at a space of work, you know, you are correcting somebody who's maybe not understanding an Excel program, and you just jokingly say to them, you are so slow. You are explaining to an employee how a certain machine is to be operated, and you constantly hammer it to them that they're stupid, that they have not caught how it works now, you know, the words to literally verbalize that about someone, you, there is something that's even wrong within yourself, you know. And what's the error within yourself is that you need to correct the way you speak to people. You need to correct the way you see people. And you definitely have to put yourself in their shoes as well to say, but this thing, if it was being said to me, how would it make me feel?
Absolutely. When we come back, let's look at some of the moments that would be indicative of a positive or negative self-esteem.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. I'm talking to Thato Landu, and we are touching base on this, the very issue here. And it is the issue of a self-esteem, positive or negative, the implications of it, what it is even all about. I trust and believe that the Father is doing you well. As we do so, you will be able to dwell together with us in this issue. All right. Now, there are moments where or which would indicate, you know, a positive self-esteem. You would see it. It's enforced upon a person as they grow up, and or even as they are older, or even as they are old. There is no time frame to enforce this within a person. If you say to someone, I believe you can make it, I believe you are the one, I believe you are the one that can do this job. And especially many people, we work with many people in the work environments and stuff. We work with leaders. I myself am confronted to choose staff, change staff at times, you know, and then get leaders of various departments. And in that, you are able to say to a leader, okay, I see this weakness, and I see that it is really pushing you down. But the fact of the matter is that it just only makes 2% of what you are all about. You are 98% very strong, very positive. You are 98% very useful, very valuable. You are an asset. You know, you are intelligent. You are irreplaceable. At this moment, you are actually the right person and you serve us quite well. And you show them also the statistics of progress that builds an esteem in a person, a positive one. But every time when you sit down with people, you talk above their heads, they start to become dwindled down into thinking that, okay, maybe I am useless here, so I'll just come in here, sit down, earn my salary, send a couple of emails, and then go. That's how they work about. And it becomes so bad and sad. That's another moment. Negative talk. When you speak negatively to people and stuff, and you project negativity upon people, it also leads to the aspect of them viewing themselves negatively. Because at times they look at you as a leader, you know, and you talk to them negatively. And many pastors like talking negatively to people, and people start staying at home and saying, oh, I'm not going to that church. You know, I'm not going to church anymore. Why one? And then you pass by in the streets and someone calls you, hey, you're my hero. Hey, you know. Mfwetu, you mean you are worth more. I remember very well the people who would value me, Tato, were people who were in the streets. They saw something in me. In the streets. You know, someone could accommodate me in their house for more than 3 years. Not that I slept there, but he would secure food for me. And not a plate. That heba tsola plate ya haiba tsola ibe in chi because utlo jale nna. My other name is Sipho. Utlo jale Sipho. You know? And people would be saying, you can challenge life. You know, you are going to make it. And then on the other side, you hear someone saying, utlilo polisha di tlhakotsa di thaka tsa gao. Awa bana. We need to be careful. We need to be careful. What comes to mind?
Self-esteem, when it's being defined, it's being defined as to how it's how a person perceives themselves. Mm. It's how a person values themselves.
Yes.
So what comes to my mind is that in your area, in your immediate space, how do you make people feel about themselves?
Yeah.
What you say to them, how you treat people. You've mentioned a very sad issue. Yeah, go to Kerageng these days, it's not even being verbalized anymore. Negative as esteem is being projected to Bazelwani or to leaders in the church by decades, or you know. We see a certain pastor of a certain denomination, of which Ramotarla Podimo, highly regarded prophetess Mang Mang, who is served by people, who is served by people in the church, who is served Hatamaya into the church. We see recently there's been armor bearers, there's that. Baba Angwe, Lekha Afulu Hakoloi is being ushered, the doors being opened, and there's not even a single thank you.
Sure.
There's not even a single thank you, Kyalebuha Mama. You know, and thank you so much. There's not that at all. Ofeleletse ele gore me ona wa ipotsa in a course of time gore mara why what am I doing go kirekeng hantle like what am I doing? Is it even worth it? You know, I sacrifice so much. Yeah, hosting go kirekeng, I clean the chairs. I make sure the pulpit is clean, the Sunday school kids bareti, they've got their lessons, but never ever have I gotten a thank you from my leader. You know, appraisal, valuing people and really giving them the flowers while they can smell. Mutasanta aliting, mutu asanta akonoko appreciate, say thank you, you know. Your child comes back from school, makes you coffee, yakamutadi, say thank you. That will even instill it in them in the future to say the attitude of being grateful, the attitude of giving value to people all the time. Remember, tabaya value, it's not only an issue yahori when, how do you treat people, and then, or how do you project a batu, you know. It's also an issue for some people that are in our immediate spaces. They've already got trauma, you know. They've already been bullied, you know. Already unali a certain history. Yahori is suffering from chronic depression, you know. One of the biggest causes of negative self-esteem, social media, especially amongst the youth. You sit on somebody's profile the whole day. You are checking somebody or who, when they're taking their pictures, there's perfect lighting, there's perfect sports, there's perfect clothes. And immediately there's a sense of comparison, you know. Sure, but look at her skin, you know. And now my skin, ginali acne, and I folly, ginali this, you know. And you start just bombarding yourself with all your weaknesses, either physical features, the hahu, either your weaknesses as a person who, you know what, I procrastinate so much, I don't have a job. It could be any other thing in your life, and you will find it to torment yourself. They have history of dead. So for us, at the end of the day, is to be aware of these things. Be aware when you speak, how do you address people? Be aware, this person, I've complimented them and they didn't take my compliment. You know, that's one of the signs that a person is having a negative self-esteem. You know, a person does not have boundaries. You know, this lady has been abused so much and yet carries on being in a relationship with this particular person. You know, he or the hair more normal. Ona also is lacking in self-esteem. Ona le a big, excessive fear of failing. You know, you want to do a certain project, that when you're supposed to teach it, you are not sure of yourself. You are struggling from either even just an approval from people. You are always working so hard to please people. You know, it's one of the signs that hold no man. This person might be suffering from lack of self-esteem. And unfortunately, there are real consequences from a person suffering from lack of self-esteem. Khonali ditlamorago, mental health, yeah, gets affected so bad. You know, some people, Ibilan, will have extensive fears. But will I ever even be okay? You know, will I ever accept myself for who I am? Will I ever have a glimpse of myself imperfect but still loving myself? Will I ever one day glorify what God has created in me, my talents, the way I'm able to love, the impact that I have on people, you know. You have done so much for people, but you've even done so much for your family. There's just a thing that keeps telling you, you are lacking. Never ever you come and say, but I did it, you know. But I'm so proud of myself for being able to build my house this year. But you are constantly singing a song of negativity. We need to come to a place of just finding a mental switch where we just switch that off, you know, and start talking positive things about ourselves. Jeremiah 29:11, for I have good plans for you, yes. You know.
Yes.
Most importantly, as Christians, taking an identity of our Father, you know,
yes.
Taking an identity that we are children of God.
Sure. You know, it's important that we continue to look at ourselves in a positive way. And if we know the plans of the Father with regards to us and how He had loved us, we would understand, you know, as to why we should not allow a negative self-image conquer our thoughts and patterns of living. When we come back, let's look at some of the effects.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave. I'm talking to Thato Landu, and she says, I said she is Thando. Yeah. If you like the name, say it. I will call you with it. If you like the name, you know, yeah. Well, anyway, we are talking effects. I've seen people with a negative self-image become so aggressive. People have been told that they amount to nothing, had become criminals. Others had become alcoholics, social misfits. They end up living under the buses, somewhere in the streets, in the parks. And then one day you find them dead somewhere in a park. People have been told that they will amount to nothing, had lived up to that. And I know people who have been told that they will amount to great things. They've even gone on to amount to greater things. They've explored even higher. Their own self-concept had become so solidified, made strong to such an extent that they had become heroes of their times. I've seen others who had gone on to actually be told negatively that they had become quitters. They somehow along the way lost touch with everything. And let me tell you about what my father did. There was a time when I was talking to my father, and I think we were disagreeing on something, not necessarily arguing. I think he was telling me something, and I was telling him, okay, I will bring this, but I want you to take care of it, you know, and don't pass it on. Just take care of it. I will come over. And he kept on praising me as I was saying that. I was trying to make a point, but he kept on praising me. And I remember how good it made me feel, because I had never had a time with my father almost all my life. And now, in my 40s, my father is saying this, you know, it really touched me quite tremendously. You know, I felt good around him because he said that. And he was just saying it over the phone. And he didn't say, no, you'll be a hero. Hey, what? No. He was just calling me with all those nice names that he used to call me with. And they made me feel good. People who have a positive self-image, they get to have a strong self-concept. And if we develop that self-concept, you start to see the goodness of your identity and your uniqueness. And that is beautiful. The opposite goes with a negative self-concept. You lose the idea of who you are, the knowledge of who you are and what you stand for. You don't see yourself as unique. You see yourself as a statistic. And then you start to, and as Thato was saying earlier on, you procrastinate, you know, in terms of doing things. You feel you can't do it. You postpone. You have excuses, you know. Someone who basically said to me something, and I said, look, we were in the streets. You actually were not in the streets. You still haven't had a home. You slept in my grandmother's house all your life. And now you're telling me you are not educated because your aunt was not encouraging you, you know? So you could see a negative self-concept that had made a person to give up along the way. This guy could have been a great medical doctor by now. It happens. What comes to mind? Thato?
Pastor Ray, it's important for us to hear good things about ourselves. It's definitely important. It's important for workers to hear it from their employees to say, thank you for the good work that you have been doing. It's important, even in family setups, to say to your husband, you have been such a good father to our children. You continue to look after our family so well. Have a spirit this season and this year of appreciating everyone and every good thing in your life.
Mm.
That way, you are going to even attract more of the goodness that you appreciate in people, in blessings, in every sphere of your life. Learn to always affirm people, and also be kind when you are to correct someone.
Mm. Mm.
Be kind when you are to correct your child, when you are to speak to anyone. Really calculate what you are saying, because it might take them a lifetime to heal. And sometimes the truth is that they will never heal. You have narrated your story so many times in this interview, and how people somehow contributed to your negative self-esteem growing up. It could have been different. It really could have been different.
Yeah.
Had there been people by Lohore never were positive things all the time, I believe there could have been a change. There could have been a great difference in your life to say, right, even though I'm in the situation, but so-and-so passed and said, regardless of the situation, they believe that I'm going to be fine. That would have made all the difference. You would have been braver in some situations. You would have been even more resilient, I believe, to say, come on, maybe my story is going to change. But then there's a constant battle when somebody is constantly saying to you, even though sometimes but have the maturity to speak from a point of wisdom to people, your words that are now going to turn into a weapon, yeah, self-negative esteem all of a sudden, a person can all of a sudden do anything about themselves because of what you said, because of what you constantly do. Not my story. It's amazing how you have to work so hard to really fight off the self-negative esteem that people project on you. Because now, I remember even at my teacher in high school, somebody and would never criticize my scar.
Mm.
And in fact, would never put me in a spotlight.
Mm.
But guess what? It happened. She deliberately pointed out that I had a scar and made a fuss about it, that even other kids, they were respecting of me and they would never say anything. She pointed it out and other kids were there, and obviously today I have beautiful fond memories in class, in her English class.
Mm.
But then also the time when I remember, for sure, how could have she been so cruel?
Mm.
It's not that I still carry that around.
Mm.
But I carry the trauma of being laughed at in class,
yeah,
in front of other kids, and then all that, it is like a mutomukulu that I would have thought knew better.
Nice.
So it's very important, even as negative as you, I think you can talk to people. But abang bala le gore le di ke go phokana gore ke tla bela motho ditaba tsa hae. Remember dilo di a dula le batho le ka tsana gape le foko ga le bue go bua monwana. Yes, absolutely true. Because you will remember that 10 years, even after you've forgiven the person, you will remember. You know, now you are here, and you are redeemed, and you are celebrating Christ. You are celebrating that you are a child of God. You've been healed. You know, this person, not even as a child, because I have a scar in my mouth. I remember in my immediate family, some kids wouldn't want to eat with me, you know. And there was no one mature enough to facilitate that other kids don't bully me. There was never such a thing. Everything I had to do by myself. I had to learn how... Like it be young hand. Oh, no, okay, get that at the land. I've got a scar, it's right in my face, and I'm going to get this reaction probably from anyone in this world, you know. So, we bear hand, even in your weaknesses, accept yourself, love yourself. There is a purpose, it's bigger than ourselves that God has in place in our lives. Today, we are narrating these stories, Pastor Ray. Of how people projected negative self-esteem into our lives. And today it's testimony to somebody else, you know. And they're able to say, hore no man, that's just a love of good stories that a person has been able to overcome. And then they're able to inspire others, you know. Be an inspiration to a person by actually giving them good, positive self-esteem, you know. Let how about correct that the pause. So, bua in a way, even tomorrow, hakopo, you will still be able to respect and say, you know, this person was speaking about a negative aspect of my life, but she put it in so much wisdom. You know, she didn't put me down and said, no, we're not on a little problem, you've got a bad breath, you know. This person did not found me out in front of everyone, you know. Umpidi, they respected me and told me, and I still feel respected, you know.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So, I think that's what I'm going to say.
Sure. All right, when we come back, the final thought.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic. Christian Radio.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Coming to the final part, a negative self-esteem can quite be dangerous. Positive self-esteem can quite be good. We need to work our way around the negative one to get into the positive one at all times. Towards ourselves, towards people, towards our environments, even in our thoughts. Let's change our mindsets. What do you say finally?
I would like to encourage and challenge everyone going to the next week, to the weekend. Start to really affirm people. It could really cost nothing at all. Always remember that what you say to a person is definitely going to last them a lifetime. My late adoptive father told me when I was going through the most and said to me, what the good Lord has started in you, you will definitely finish it. And at that time, I was a child. God gave me the wisdom to understand that through everything that I had been through, and still, even in the midst of the storms that I was going through, really what the good Lord has started in us, we'll finish it. And we'll finish even the imperfect scenarios of our lives.
Yeah.
The little hurts that we don't tell anyone about. Our little secrets, you know. When you're about to see people, you put on this brave face, and you know in your heart that there's this soul in you, and someone has told you that you don't really sound that talented on radio. You know, or somebody had said to you, I'm not sure if this is you. I don't see you making it that far. Sure. There's that. But what the good Lord has started in us, He will finish it. And when we go to God with those weaknesses, and we go to the Word of God to say, let me search who I am in the Father, what He says I am, you know, not what I've been, not what I see myself as, but what the good Father says about me. Because He, believe me, He's a good, good Father. And He'll definitely heal everything that self-esteem has done to your life.
Yeah.
Negative self-esteem.
You know, I appreciate those who change the way they have been perceiving themselves, you know, in a negative way. And those who say, I am fearfully and wonderfully created, you know, and who go on to say, the Father loves me, and I have learned to even love the way the Father has designed me. I've loved the very fact that in all things He worked together for my good. And I appreciate that. It's very important to take note of that and put it into practice. Thato Landu, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me, Jose.
And of course, if people want to have you at their churches to come speak to them and minister, and if people want to talk to you, you also spoke about what you do, how do they connect with you?
I am on Facebook, Thato Landu on Facebook. You are more than welcome to DM me there. And recently I've been on WhatsApp creating groups for such motivational talks, and sometimes just being there for other people, giving my time and just listening to other people. So I can give out my numbers. That is 069-138-0361. You're more than welcome to text me there as well.
Thank you so much for your time. We talk again the coming week.
Thank you so much, Jose.
And of course, to the King above all else, we give Him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like Him in our lives. Thank you for listening. And also, thank you so much for praying for us and praying for this show. You can always get it also on podcast and listen more on it. From me, Ray, it's been great.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.